for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
Full time at Marvel Stadium. St Kilda go down here by 29 points. They kick 10 goals, 8-68. Adelaide 15-7-97. Just while I've got a moment, I'll run through the goal scorers for you for those keeping score at home. Tex Walker had a very good game for his team today. He kicked 4 goals. He was the leading goal scorer on the ground. Murphy, the little man up forward, kicked a couple in the last quarter to make it 3 for the game. HMAS Himmelberg got 2. Eddie Betts quiet. I thought McKenzie did a really good job on Eddie Betts, but he still managed 2 goals, the dangerous 300 game. What a super player he's been. Singles to Greenwood, Knight, Gallucci, and Tommy Lynch kicked a beautiful piercing goal in the last quarter. Let's head down to the Adelaide Rooms now and take in their song and the celebrations for their 29-point victory. Dasher.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it means a lot. 3-3 for the Crows. Back-to-back wins as they're just circling up. Got their season on track. Showdown not far away either. Here's the song. The Crows, back-to-back wins.
Now, you've got an interview or they're having a meeting, are they?
Heading straight into a meeting and then we'll get someone on the back end of that.
All right, Dash. Well, we'll come back to you and you can get all the vibe of the excited Adelaide dressing rooms. Benny Cass, do you want to just maybe, while we've got a moment, we'll let them get through their meeting. If it goes for too long, I'll get a breakaway. But maybe some stats from this game and a couple of around the grounds. Brisbane Lions made a little bit of a mess earlier in the day, Cass, I believe, of the Gold Coasters, and we got the Swans and the Giants and Freo and the Dogs later on tonight.
Yeah, it was easily the Brisbane Lions, 16-15, 1-1-1, defeated the Gold Coast Suns, 9-8-62. So the Lions back on the winners list. Obviously Sydney hosting GWS tonight, that game to start shortly, and also Fremantle hosting the Western Bulldogs. Hawthorn Carlton tomorrow, and then the Cats and the West Coast Eagles tomorrow. K-Rock on air at 3 o'clock. Have an interview with Brian Cook and also hopefully talk to a few of the players who were the heroes of the 2009 Premiership victory over St Kilda. Back here at Marvel Stadium, and just a few of the stats for Kerrs Hire. They had 47 more disposals, the Crows. The clearances, they had 12 more of those, 40-28. Inside 50s also went their way, 52-45. And they also comprehensively won the contested possession, 152-131. So pretty comprehensive, Chuck. You mentioned 5 goals was probably about right. I reckon that's a fair summation. They were about a 5-goal better side after quarter time, were the Adelaide Crows. Tackle count, you couldn't question St Kilda's effort, 71-50. So they won the tackle count, but they just lacked some polish and just some missed targets when unforced errors, you'd call them. It's one thing to miss a target when you're under pressure, that's fine, but when you're missing them when you're not under pressure, the good sides make you pay when they get space. And right now, St Kilda don't always make the opposition pay when they do find some space. Individually today, Matt Crouch had 36. Rory Laird had 33 disposals. Brody Smith had 30. Brad Crouch had 30. So 4 players touched the ball 30-plus times for the Crows. Rory Atkins had 27. Kelly had 22 off halfback. Sloan, 21. Keith was really good, potentially steamatic standard. He had 21 possessions. Ellis Yeoman was okay too with 20. McKay had 18. Riley Knight, 15. And Lynch had 15 and kicked a goal. Taylor Walker, 14 possessions, kicked 4 goals. Himmelberg had 12 touches and kicked 2. And Eddie Betts, after 6 goals last week, he kicked 2 today, but he was relatively quiet. You'd have to say that McKenzie probably took the honours in that one. 2 goals is okay from a small forward, but just 10 touches to Betts. So McKenzie can hold his head high for his performance this afternoon on the lively Eddie Betts. For the Saints, Ross 26, Savage had 30, Battle 21, Stephen 22, Sinclair 19, Nunes had 23, Patton, he shows a bit, 18 possessions. He's got some wheels, kicked a nice goal. So there's another one there for the Saints. Billings had 24, but wasn't always effective with those. Steele, 21, and I mentioned McKenzie had 19 touches. Longer had 10, and the one you talked about all day, probably not his fault, maybe probably shouldn't have been out there. Josh Bruce had just had the 3 kicks. Loney was obviously injured early in the game, and Dean Kent had absolutely no influence on the contest with just, he kicked the 1 goal, but only 4 kicks from Dean Kent, the former Demon.
Beautiful work, Benny. Good job from you calling the game and doing the stats throughout the day for Kerrs High. Just looking at the Crows, they've got back-to-back wins now, and they've got a lot of interstate stuff going on in the next couple of weeks. Interstate teams, but they've got three of the next four at home. So that's a nice little patch. Fremantle at home, that'll be a tough contest. Port Adelaide in the Derby or the Derby, whichever you like to call it across the way. That, of course, at Adelaide Oval. Then they go up to the Gabba for the Brisbane Lions, who've had a good win today, and then the West Coast Eagles back at the Adelaide Oval. So pretty tough month over on the Saints side of things, and we'll head downstairs very shortly, the Adelaide rooms. St Kilda, gee, no rest here, Benny. GWS next week away. West Coast Eagles back here on the 11th of May, and then Collingwood. So the next 3 weeks for the Saints, they've got the premiers, the runners-up, and the preliminary finalists. So it's going to really sort out the Saints.
Yeah, it's rugged. That is rugged.
Tough little patch there, Bluey. Let us know, Bryza, when we're ready to go downstairs to the joyous Adelaide rooms. And, Bluey, I think you said it, summed it up throughout the day, that no lack of effort from the Saints, just a lack of polish.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. I think the pressure from Adelaide at different stages was good, but they've just got to make the most of their opportunities going forward. St Kilda, normally left footers are nice kicks, but they turned the ball over too many times or made the wrong decisions going forward. And certainly Adelaide defended that fat side and their ability to be able to get the ball on the other side and have no pressure and go inside their forward 50. So Adelaide were brilliant at that today.
No doubt about that. And Benny, you mentioned at the start of the game that the big Texan had been pretty quiet and probably needed to pull up his socks. I thought he had a really good battle early with Josh Battle, and then young Wilkie went on to him later in the game. But how would you assess it, Benny? He's kicked four goals. You probably have to give him a big
tick.
Yeah,
he was really good today. His skill level, his capacity. That goal he kicked on the left, to be here live to see that, there's not too many blokes of his dimensions that could do that. He was back in form. It's good. He'd be a bit of a confidence booster and, you know, onwards and upwards for Tex Walker, because they need him playing well if they're going to beat the good sides.
And back to you, Bluey, just waiting on dressing room. I'm being told that we've got Daniel Talia lined up downstairs, so it'd be good to have a chat to him. The Crouch brothers, again, they just go about their business unassuming. They didn't hit the scoreboard, but I think Benny said they both they got in between them up around 50 disposals, so they were damaging around the ground.
Yeah, they certainly are. They're really big accumulators, and they're not overly brilliantly quick, or they don't, you know, spread fantastically well, but they just keep getting where the ball is. And they, and 9 out of 10 times, they make really good decisions by hand or foot, which releases the likes of Laird, Brody Smith off halfback. Certainly Greenwood gets in there and helps them, but geez, they can accumulate the ball. And I don't know nowadays whether teams tag overly, hell of a lot, but certainly to try and limit their influence is very, very difficult.
And head-to-head battle, Bluey, we were speaking about that before. The Geelong Insurance Brokers bring us our head-to-head battle. Geelong Insurance Brokers covering Geelong for 25 years with all types of general business and live insurance. Eddie Betts versus McKenzie. Betts kicked two, but I feel that McKenzie had the better of the battle today.
Oh, no doubt. And you look at the score sheet, and as you said, he kicked two, but certainly his influence on the game wasn't huge. He got in and defended well, Eddie, when he had to. A couple of smothered handballs and bits and pieces. But the young kid, McKenzie, you would have expected Eddie Betts to have a bit of a day out against a young fella just learning his craft. But he stuck to his task really well. When his side had the ball, he tried to join in and get the ball up the ground and drag Betts out of his comfort zone. So I'd take your hat off to the young kid. He went well, young Daniel McKenzie today. He took the honours in that matchup.
So head-to-head, Bluey's given the points to young Daniel McKenzie. 22 years of age, McKenzie. When you said young bloke, I thought, oh, he's a bit older than that. But no, he's only 22. Ivanhoe boy, Caulfield Grammar and Oakley under 18s. And I know that they really rate the way that he goes about it. Just waiting to see whether Bryce has got an interview down there. It's whispering Brian at the moment up the back.
He's whispering just, Ted Lowe.
Whispering Brian. I couldn't quite hear what he was.
Should be commentating the snooker.
Fifth quarter. We're into the fifth quarter. My voice is nearly cooked. It's been a big sort of week of footy, actually, Benny. I think you've done a nice job giving me a few games. But the voice is on its last legs in the fifth quarter, of course. City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes bringing us the fifth quarter. And don't forget, to all our listeners, tomorrow from 3 o'clock, the big clash down at GMHBA between Geelong and the reigning premiers, the West Coast Eagles. And to all our callers, you can go in the draw to win a $7,000 solar package. What a prize they've put up there for us, City to Surf Solar. Not only to have them on board as a sponsor, Cass, but when they're dishing up that type of stuff for our listeners, I mean, that's a real incentive to jump on board.
Yeah, absolutely superb, Chuck. You don't need any more incentive to get on the Odie Cologne and call, because City to Surf Solar producing that sort of stuff.
They're obviously very busy. They were in a street where I was doing a job the other day, installing a system on someone's roof.
Doing the business down there. So for all your solar needs, get in and see City to Surf Solar.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.